There is a new class of legendary commander in Rise of Kingdoms that glows golden, and I'm really trying to figure this out. What's going on, guys? Cheers. Okay, now I know what you're thinking, right? You're thinking Omniarch, like all these commanders are glowing gold. Obviously they're legendaries, they're expertise, like they're maxed out, obviously they're glowing gold. And that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm not talking about the player icon. I mean the literal commander, like the whole guy glows gold, and I don't know what to make of it. Okay, I really don't know what to make of it. So today we're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about the new face-to-face with the developers. So make sure you stick to the end if you want to find out my thoughts and opinions on all the new things that are allegedly being worked on for Rise of Kingdoms. Before we jump in, drop a thumbs up on the video. There's no sponsor on this video, okay? I'm thriving off of your support alone, okay? Sub to the channel if you want. If you don't, just ignore me, okay? Anyway, let's jump right into the point of this video. Golden glow on these legendary commanders. This I first noticed during my live stream when I expertised CPO. One of the things you'll notice about CPO is if you go ahead and view on him and then you click on him, he will say one of his things, and then you see that shine that goes across them, that golden gradient that flashes across his entire character. Let me see if I can get him to do it again. And there it is. The entire character has a flash, a gleam of gold, as if he is literally gilded, as if he is covered, drenched head to toe in gold dust. And then this light shines across him, and he is just, he's like a golden god. Okay. It's actually a sick little animation, and I thought that that was really cool until later in the stream I went and I expertised Nevsky, and that's when I noticed that when you click on Nevsky, he actually goes ahead and does the same thing. I hope you guys are understanding what I'm talking about here. You click on him, he says something, and then there's a shine of gold that goes across his entire character. And now you're probably thinking, Omniarch has lost his mind. Who gives a shit? Who cares? What does this mean? What does it matter? Okay, these characters glow golden. Who cares? Like, it's just part of their design. And that's what I thought. And I was confused. And so I was like, okay, well, is this like a new update? Do all of the legendary commanders glow golden now? Maybe they have to be expertise. Like, does Yi Song Ye glow golden? And it turns out that he doesn't. Okay, I'm looking at him right now. There's no golden glow. Okay, so it has nothing to do with him being expertise. And yet these two commanders still do it. Now, one thing that I actually noticed is that these are not the only two commanders that do it. But let me just pause for a second, okay? Wafura, he's a new commander, right? He came into the game for Heroic and the power-up. Does he glow golden? No, he actually doesn't do anything. I don't think they bothered to animate these guys yet. Okay, so maybe it's not on these guys because they have no animation, right? So then I started to think, okay, well, let's see. Nevsky does it, right? So does Bertrand do it? That's what I was thinking. Like, maybe does Bertrand do it? And sure enough, if you click on Bertrand, he says something and then he shines gold. And look, I don't even have him unlocked and he still does the little golden shiny thing. Okay. He does it and boom, the top half of his body just has a golden glisten that shines across. Okay. And I promise I have a point to this. I'm not just rambling on. Okay. But to further back up my hypothesis, I looked at Flavius, and guess what? Flavius does the same thing. He will glow gold as well. You look at Henry, guess what, guys? Henry actually does the same thing, which brings me to Boudica, okay, who I've been actually been working on. Boudica, guess what, guys? She does the same thing. The golden goes across her entire body. So then I thought, okay, well, how far back does this go? Because clearly it didn't happen with Yi Song Ye, so maybe this is like a new thing. So then I went back to Suleiman, and I was like, does Suleiman glow gold? He doesn't glow gold. What about Amana Tore? Let's go back to Amana Tore. Let's see. Does she glow gold? She does not. She doesn't do it. Okay. So what does this mean? This means that Nevsky and Bertrand were the first commanders to come into the game that have this golden glisten that goes across their body. So then I thought, okay, well, maybe this is actually just a new sort of animation that they're applying to all the new commanders from Nevsky and Bertrand onwards, right? Because we've already established that that's the case. And then guess what happened after that? Thutmose III came into the game, a brand new legendary commander. And unlike Wafura and Torgny, he is animated. You see his eyes moving. He's kind of got this idle stance where he's kind of hovering there. He's looking extremely jacked. Those forearms are absolutely way out of proportion. His forearms are larger than his pecs, basically, which is absolutely like insane. He is a complete monstrosity of a human being who needs to hit chest and leg day for sure. But when you click on Thutmose, you will notice that he does not glow golden. And we've already established that it doesn't matter that he's not expertise because the ones I haven't even unlocked yet glow golden. Okay. So we know that's not a prerequisite to get this special golden animation. And yet even though Thutmose is animated, came out after Nevsky, and I have him unlocked, he doesn't glow golden, even though he's also a legendary commander. So now I started to think, I'm like, okay, clearly this is not an animation that they're just throwing on the latest legendaries, because if they were doing that, Thutmose would glow gold as well. Okay, and of course, yes, we can go back, we could check other commanders, we could check Honda does not glow gold. You can go back, you could check Gilgamesh, you could check Zhang Yu. Okay, Zhang Yu does not glow gold either. Okay, so what does this mean? Well, that's the question that I'm posing to you guys. What do you think this golden glow means for these commanders? Now, one thing I will say is that the commanders that glow gold seem to be much more powerful than the commanders that do not go glow gold. Nevsky came into the game and everyone was like, oh my god, he is broken, he is OP, he's insane, there's no way he's gonna release that good. And then he did. CPO gets revealed, oh my god, he has a huge AoE, massive debuff, he's insane, super powerful, there's no way he comes to the game that good. And he does. Utica skills get revealed, oh my god, single target damage through the roof, she's insane, she's so good. She had a slight change to her third skill or whatever, it went from 35 to 25, doesn't matter. I understand that she technically got a little bit of a nerf there, but by and large she's basically as she was when they announced her. Okay, so yes, Boudica is far and away more powerful than the other archer commanders that we have in the game. Now, that's not to say that Nebu is bad or that Isonye is bad, I'm not making that argument at all, but what I am saying that is that these commanders, Boudica, Nevsky, and CPO, they are clearly in a class of their own, and it is signified by the fact that they glow golden. Now, I don't know, I swear to you, I don't know if other content creators have talked about this, I don't know if you guys have noticed this on your own, but what do you think this means? Do you think that these are sort of a new class of legendary, right? And if that's the case, why didn't they create a new tier of commander, right? Like, they have epic, they have legendary, they have advanced, they have elite, right? They have all the different colors. Why didn't they add a fifth color and call it heroic, or call it mythic, or call it something greater than legendary, right? God tier, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but a tier higher than legendary, right? That's what I'm curious about. Why did they not do that if they were going to put commanders into the game that were clearly stronger than the rest of them, and they knew they were stronger because they all have the same golden animation that goes across them? Okay, Lilith knows that these commanders, starting with Nevsky and Bertrand and going up through CPO, Flavius, Henry, and Boudica Prime, they know that these commanders are above and beyond better than the other legendary commanders in the game, and it is signified by that golden glow. So what's the deal here? Are these commanders part of a future plan? Are these commanders going to be converted into some new commander type? Why would they go through the effort of implementing a special animation to signify that these commanders are in fact better and newer, and not give any sort of distinction other than that golden glow? That is the only thing in the game that would signify that these are better legendary commanders, that these are mythic tier legendaries, that these are heroic tier legendaries, right? That's really what these commanders are, because it's pretty obvious that they're more powerful than the other legendaries, and yet they still take universal legendary commander sculptures, which honestly is pretty good, right? Imagine they released something more rare than legendary. It's already hard to get your hands on legendary commander sculptures, right? But imagine they release a new rarity that's even harder to get than legendary, and it's even more powerful, and then the whales go absolutely nuts. I'm glad that these commanders are legendary tier and not something more rare or more expensive or more hard to get. Okay, I like that that is the case, but I'm curious as to why Lilith would sort of add this golden glow to them without at least indicating somewhere that they are a class above, right? Because I think, my opinion is that that is what that golden glow signifies. It signifies that this commander is stronger than the other legendaries. That's what I think it means. That's what it seems to be to me. So I want to know what your thoughts are in the comments section below. Now let's talk about Thutmose the third, okay? Because I've got him unlocked here, he's level one, I haven't done anything with your boy, okay? And as you can see here, I have no more sculptures of him. Why? Because there actually is not another way to get them. There's no other way to get Thutmose the third as of this point, okay? The Egypt event, I believe it's gone. It's gone as of today, okay? The Egypt event came and it went, it's over, all right? We've got no remnants of it at all. There's nothing that you can do here. So at this point, Thutmose the third, what is the deal, Lilith? What are we doing with this guy, okay? You can put universals into him, so it's not like he's Aethelflaed, right? He certainly is not like Aethelflaed, but he's also not in the gold keys. What is the future of Thutmose the Third? I'm confused. My suspicion is that either they're going to add him into the gold keys soon, which is a good thing because young man has been saving his gosh darn. I've been really, this is burning a hole in my pocket and I have no reason to open these. So that's why they're chilling. I really want Mulan. I would love to like max out my med and stuff like that. But regardless, other than that, like this, that's not really a priority for me. Okay. But I'm pretty sure when Ragnar came into the game, which was last year when Vikings were announced, I'm pretty sure Ragnar was put in the gold keys immediately. And you guys can correct me in the comment section if I'm wrong, but again, I'm pretty sure that Ragnar was just dumped in gold chests right when he came out. And so the fact that they haven't done that yet with Thutmose is really interesting. It's really unique and I don't know what to think about it. Now, a lot of people have been saying that Thutmose is going to be the new Lubu, that he is just going to come. They're going to use him as an event. He's going to be this special thing for a limited time and you can get him for free if you played the game. And beyond that, he's going to be gone. He won't be obtainable by new players. Okay. Because that's the deal with Lubu. Okay. If you guys didn't know, there was a Dynasty Warriors 9 collaboration. You could get Lubu for $20. I unlocked him just for fun. And since then, there's been no way to get him. Now, the thing about that, right? There was just a bundle. The thing about Lubu, and the reason that I don't think that Thutmose and Lubu are going down the same path, is because Lilith owns Thutmose the Third. This is their design. This is their character. Okay. I get that it's based on a historical figure, but like this is Thutmose the Third from Rise of Kingdoms. This is their guy. Okay. This Lubu is not their character. This is not their original concept or design or anything like that. Obviously he was stylized to fit within the Rise of Kingdoms universe, but this is not their character as indicated by Dynasty Warriors 9. So my assumption is that Lilith no longer has a reason to show love to Lubu because their partnership with Dynasty Warriors 9 is over. They don't care about Lubu anymore. He was a marketing ploy and now they threw him in the trash. Okay. That's what I think happened with Lubu. And it makes sense. And that's why he came out and he was absolute trash. He's garbage. He's just, there's no reason to ever invest in Lubu. Okay. He's sort of a novelty at this point. If you have him, that means you've been playing the game too long. But besides that, Thutmose the Third, there's no reason to think that Thutmose would go down the same path. He wasn't available in a bundle. Yes, he was available during an event, but there's no reason why Lilith would go through all of that effort to put Thutmose in the game and then just not have him available. There was an incentive for them to put Lubu into the game. Here, they've made $0 off of Thutmose, right? He didn't come with a wheel. He didn't come with the Mightiest Governor. They didn't, there's no reason for that. There's no reason for him to be locked away forever. Like he's some sort of Egyptian god card or something like that. And he's not even that powerful, right? But what I will say is that he does seem to be slightly more powerful than what we're used to from a gold key commander. Is he on the par with Charles Martel? Maybe. I think there's definitely a lot to love about Thutmose. He's very well-rounded. He doesn't do one thing perfect, right? But I think for a gold key commander, if you compare him to the other gold key commanders, I think he's amongst the best. But that also lends me the idea that perhaps he's not going to be a gold key commander. What if they do have some other implementation for Thutmose the Third? What if they actually put him in the expedition? What if they put him in the expedition shop here? Okay. That would be really cool. And a way that we can replace Aethelflaed for older players and get Thutmose the Third. Okay. I think that would be really cool. The thing about that though, is that right now, he's already in the game and you can use universals on him, right? That's the thing that makes me think that maybe he won't come to the expedition metal store, because right now I could max him if I wanted to. And that's not the case. When Aethelflaed came into the game, you couldn't use universals on her, at least not to my knowledge. That was a very long time ago. Yet here we are with Thutmose and there is a way. So I don't think he's going to be in the expedition metal store. Maybe I'll be wrong. Hopefully I'm praying that I'll be wrong, but he also seems a little bit more powerful than the other gold key commanders. So maybe he won't be in gold keys either, but I don't think he'll just be a bundle like Lubu. So what's the deal, Lilith? What are we doing here with this guy? Okay. Are you going to have to unlock him by playing Champions of Olympia? Are you going to force us to actually play that garbage game mode? Because my God, I will leave him at 1 star, Lilith. I'll do it. I will not. I swear to you, I will not play Champions of Olympia for Thutmose the Third. Okay. I'm not going to do it. Okay. With that out of the way, my little rant there, okay, let's talk about the face-to-face with the developers. Okay, how do the new legendary qualities CPO and Boudica differ from the epic counterparts? This is something that we have we've sort of deduced as a community. Okay, these commanders are supposed to be a representation of these historical figures at their peak, and I just want to say for the record, okay, I've said since day one that CPO and CPO Prime were the exact same historical figure, and I was right. Okay, I was right. Everyone, round of applause for me, ladies and gentlemen. They said it right here. Okay, everyone in the comment section, when I said, oh, there's a new CPO coming, that makes no sense, everyone was like, actually Omniarch, there were two CPOs in history. And I was like, I'm pretty sure they're the same person, and it turns out I was right. So I want you all to apologize in the comment section below for being mean to me. Okay, I was right, it's fine, this happens rarely, so let me just, give me this, okay? My life is sad and pathetic, just let me have this one little victory. Okay, moving on. Okay, so we know what Prime Commanders are, and yes, they are saying that there will be more Prime Commanders in the future. Now, what do I think about this? Honestly, I don't care. I really don't care. This doesn't persuade me in one way or another to like or hate the feature. To me, it does not matter. Okay, I know a lot of people think that it's lazy, or that it's not creative, whatever. I don't care. And the reason that I don't care is because it's not like these commanders look identical. Okay, they're still putting in the effort for a new design, they're putting in the effort for new different talent builds, right? It's different talent builds on epic CPO with legendary CPO. They have different skills, they have different icons, they have different animations. It's not lazy, they're new commanders. Okay, so whether you call this CPO, or you call it Hercules, or you call it Sid from Toy Story, I don't care what the new commander is. All I care about is what he does. Okay, what does he do, what are his skills, what are his talent trees? That's what I care about. Okay, they can put Darth Vader in the game, and sure, that would break immersion a little bit, but I'd be like, okay, well, is he infantry, is he cavalry, like what is he, like how am I going to use him, right? So truthfully, I don't care. It's not something that I'm complaining about, it's not something that I really care about. So new Prime commanders, great. They do ask here, what commanders do we want to see Prime in the future? I think Kusunoki Prime would be cool, because I want to see more badass samurais. I think more badass samurais, everyone's happy. Okay, I think that's really awesome. I would also love to see a Prime Joan of Arc and a Prime Sun Tzu, because those commanders are historically incredible, and in the late game they really don't get used as much. Now I know some free-to-play players might use Sun Tzu, and some people use Joan for buffing and sunset. I get that, and they're saying here that they want to use commanders that people, nobody, like no one uses them, right? So maybe they won't do Sun Tzu and Joan of Arc. Those are the ones that I would want to see. Other than that, I would say Sepia, but we got him already, so honestly I'm pretty much big chilling. But Kusunoki is super badass, and if you've seen the cinematic with him, you know what I'm talking about. He's super cool, and no one ever uses him because he's garbage. So I think a Kusunoki Prime coming in the future would be super cool. Give me a reason to use a samurai, Lilith. I really want to use a samurai. Okay, and no, I will not use Minamoto, even with his relic. I'm not interested. Now, they said something about a blacklist feature. I don't really care about this. Iconocrystals are too easy to get, but there's also not enough of them given. There certainly have been very few Iconocrystals that came into the game, and they are certainly easy to get. I would say that's definitely true, but at the end of the day, I think the point of them is that there's not supposed to be a lot of them, right? If I'm not mistaken, I feel like they're supposed to like go into very special pieces of equipment. So them being less common, I think is fine, right? I think that's totally cool. A sort by power is a feature that I certainly miss, and they're bringing that back, which is very good. No one cares about Champions of Olympia, and here's the part that everyone is talking about. Okay, major changes. All right, Heroic Anthem power up has ranged warfare, and they are thinking about, and apparently already in works, already in development, for bringing a ranged unit type. Now for me, I immediately think archers, but what it says here is that it looks like you'll be able to have ranged archers, ranged cavalry, and ranged infantry. I mean, you could have, I guess, axe throwers would be ranged infantry, or throwing a javelin, throwing a spear would be like a ranged infantry, or even ranged cavalry, I guess. Or you think about like Genghis Khan, he in the game, he's literally cavalry, but he's holding a bow and arrow. So you could have a cavalry, you could be on your horseback, right, with your bow and arrow, and you could technically be a ranged cavalry. Now that's cool. I think that that's how war was actually waged, right? I think that's pretty sick. The part about it that I can't really get behind is the functionality behind it. Okay, we are in Heroic Anthem power up right now, and the ranged combat just, it feels gimmicky. And maybe that's just because it's just the arrow tower and they're not that powerful, and I'm not really like, I don't know, I don't ever use them. Now it's good for free-to-play players because they have two legendary with Torgny and Wafura. They can actually just build a tower and they can support in their own way, and I think that's great, and I think that's very good. But you know, does the concept of ranged combat excite me? I don't know. I can't really say. It depends on how it's implemented. It's certainly not something that I'm begging for. It's certainly not something that I think the game like absolutely needs. Will it add more sort of complexity and more strategy to the game? I guess probably. right? I guess probably, but here's the thing, like if I'm a free-to-play player, if a whale can kill me without me even being able to go and touch him, that's the problem, right? Like if you just are like if I have Zangyu Nevsky and I may and he's ranged, right, and you're a god tier player with maxed gear, max tech, max everything, right, and you have max VIP level, and now you're ranged and I can just snipe you, and just like you have half health by the time you even get to me, like that would feel really cheesy and really bad. So, and I'm not saying that that's what they're intending to do. Yo, the people in New York with their cars, guys, I live in New York City, there are people that drive around who intentionally have loud cars. Listen, if you're watching, it sounds like shit, dude. No one's impressed. It's so annoying. Anyway, range combat, I'm sort of ambivalent, right? I'm not excited for it, but I don't hate the idea. I just think the arrow towers are kind of boring. I don't think the game needs it, but it could be interesting if it's done correctly. With that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. Comment down below your thoughts on everything we talked about in this video, because my opinions mean nothing without yours down below. Drop a thumbs up on the video if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the channel if you're new around here, and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload a Rise of Kingdoms video. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.